is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Thursday. Good to have you here for the conversation. Thank you for joining me. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Send me notes there, and they might just get used on the air here. If you send comments at stevegruber.com, you have a place right there you can send comments. Look forward to hearing them and reading them. The Democrats jumped up and down screaming bloody murder that President Donald Trump must act. They refused to help him with legislation to get immigration reform, actual immigration reform in this country, as this manufactured crisis about separating families at the border spiraled out of control and caged children, and their pictures were put on the internet, even though most of those came from the Obama years, and sounds of children crying were put all over social media, and CNN and Washington Post and the New York Times and MSNBC all stepped up to help the Democrats, demanding change. So yesterday, the president signs an executive order saying, okay, we'll keep the migrant families together that are here illegally, the ones that broke the law to come here, we'll keep them together longer so we don't have the separation of families. And the Democrats complained anyway. So the Democrats stand there and demand that the president do something on his own because they won't help, because they want it as a campaign issue. And then when he does do that, of course, they refuse to recognize it. Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan, among those from the 5th District. Here's a press release from Kildee's office yesterday. I'll read it in part. We should not congratulate the president on being forced to end his own cruel policy that separates children from their families. Thousands of children have suffered and will forever be scarred by the Trump administration's inhumane separation of families. Inhumane? Really, Dan? Dan Kildee's on this program a fair amount. He's usually a fairly straight shooter. This is garbage. This is piling on. This is nonsense. It's disingenuous. It's dishonest. And it's disgusting on the part of the congressman. I'm disappointed in Dan Kildee completely for this kind of thing, but it's reflective of the Democrats. It doesn't matter. They don't have an actual platform. They don't actually have policies that they support. They're against things. They are against a lot of things. They're against having an immigration policy. They're against keeping illegal aliens out of the country. They're against the United States having common sense spending policies because they're against fiscal responsibility. But four things? Not really. No, not really. So enough of that. The Democrats have proven themselves to be completely dishonest once again when it comes to this conversation. Clearly, the president did what the Democrats demanded, and the Democrats continue to complain. So we're going to shelve that for a moment, and we're going to move to something much more positive for a second here, and that is looking at the economy. And this is why the Democrats want so desperately for you to look at crying children and hope that you will focus on that and find some way to blame Donald Trump for it. Even though the existing policies were first put into place back in 1997 and reinforced in 2005, don't concern yourself with actual factual data. Please listen to crying children and please blame Donald Trump. That's the message here. Because, for example, from the National Association of Manufacturers, we get this. Manufacturers' optimism registered at 95.1%, the highest level ever recorded. Their headline, tax reform fuels manufacturing growth and investment. Again, I want to say that the optimism among manufacturers in the United States, 95.1%, the highest level ever recorded. Ever. This just came out. Manufacturers are projecting historic growth in investments, up 4.1%, in hiring, up 3.1%, and, listen closely, in wages, people are being paid more, up 2.7%. This record optimism is no accident. It's fueled by the game-changing tax reform passed 6 months ago. This comes from the National Association of Manufacturing President and CEO Jay Timmons. It is fueled by the game-changing tax reform passed 6 months ago. Last year, manufacturers promised that we would deliver for our people and our communities if tax reform became law. Congress and the president delivered, and now manufacturers are keeping our promise, hiring new workers, raising wages, improving benefits, buying equipment, and expanding right here in the United States. And the best part is, with manufacturers' record-setting confidence and plans to keep hiring and growing, more good news is yet to come. That's what they don't want you to hear. They don't want you to focus on the fact that, my God, there's help wanted signs and now hiring signs, and we need more employees, and therefore wages are going up because supply and demand, a simple capitalist theory, not some central planner nonsense or socialist nonsense or Marxist nonsense. No, it's called supply and demand. Tight supply, great demand, wages go up. Very simple here. I know that many colleges and high schools don't teach about supply and demand and basic economic principles of capitalism anymore, but capitalism is the greatest engine to fuel freedom in the history of the world. And so when you look at all the positive that's going on, the left needs something. They need anything because they don't have anything to hang their hat on. Nothing at all, in fact. And it's incredible that we're setting growth patterns we haven't seen before. You've got investment coming back in the form of repatriated funds, $650 billion. Coming back to the United States already in 2018, repatriated funds, profits that were parked overseas. And Donald Trump said, if we can get this tax deal done, we'll get $2 or $3 trillion from overseas to come back to the United States because companies will be willing to bring that capital home and put it to work. It's happening. $650 billion expected in 2018, $650 billion or more expected in 2019, more in 2020. As these companies continue to invest in America because it's a good place to do work now, because the corporate tax rates are no longer stifling, they're no longer prohibitive to opening a business here and expanding a business here, and these are all of the things that those on the left would have you please ignore. Don't look at that. These are just crumbs. There's nothing to see here. Don't look at the economy. Don't look at everything that's going on. And something else is of great importance. Well, this tax cut will cost us this and this and that. No, it won't. If the GDP grows at 3% or better, by the way, it's predicted to grow at 4% in the second quarter. If it grows at 3% or better, more money will be generated by the tax cut in the form of tax revenue sent to the United States Treasury than without it. So it paid for itself. The tax cut will pay for itself with 3% growth. Now, I can't control spending. I can't tell you how Congress is going to control themselves and not act like pigs at a trough when it comes to spending. That's where it has to get under control. But good news. Optimism at an all-time high, as it should be. It's the Steve Gruber Show.